The thickly crusted scab, which had formed over the large wound that Fizka had inflicted with his mason chain, was gone. Centred in the middle of his white forehead stripe was a deep scarlet shape resembling a large flame. Gorath looked oddly at his friend.
I'm feeling a bit better. What are you staring at?
Before Orkul could reply, Sister Atrasa explained.
I was bathing that dreadful injury on his head with some special herbs and hot water when the scab came loose. It was the size of a small plate. Well, I didn't know how severe the wound was, so just kept on bathing until the scab fell off. I'm afraid no more flesh or fur will ever grow in that spot again. However, the wound beneath was protected and kept clean by the dried blood, which had formed the scab. It isn't raw or moist, and Gorath says it doesn't pain him anymore.
The badger touched his wide, flame-shaped wound.
It feels fine, thank you, sister. Could I see it?
Abbot Dorcas extended his paw to Gorath.
If you feel well enough to walk, there's a polished shield on the wall in an alcove over there. I've seen many a pretty young Redwall maid using it as a mirror. Come on, take a peek at yourself, friend. It's not so bad.
On reaching the alcove which contained the shield, Gorath staggered right past it. He pointed at the Redwall Abbey tapestry, his voice sending booming echoes around Great Hall.
It's him! It's the warrior with the sword! There!
Orkwell grasped his big friend's paw.
Ha! See? Told you there was some beast you might want to meet. That's Martin the Warrior.
Gorath sat down on the floor, gazing at the woven figure.
He saved my life.
It was impossible not to be impressed by the likeness of Martin. His eyes seemed to follow every creature. They were kindly eyes, but brave and resolute. Orkwell had always thought there was something very comforting in looking at Martin. He felt reassured by the sight of the warrior, as did every Redwaller. The abbot placed something in Gorath's paws. It was the warrior's sword, though it looked no bigger than the long dagger in the badger's massive grasp. He admired it greatly.
This is a marvellous blade. Whoever forged it must have been a master of the armourer's craft.
The badger leaned toward the tapestry, as if listening to something. He beckoned to Orkwell.
Would you please bring me my weapon?
Orkwell did as he was requested. Gorath held the pitchfork until it was close to the tapestry.
This is not a real warrior's thing, but I call it tongue. It isn't as wonderful as your sword, but it has always served me well.
Gorath laid tongue alongside Martin's sword by the tapestry. Without another word, he curled up on the floor and slept. Sister Atrata whispered to Orkwell.
He seems to like it there. I'll bring him blankets and a pillow. Your friend's still not recovered.
The party tip-poured away from the sleeping badger, with the abbot murmuring softly to Skipper.
Any beast who can talk with Martin is a friend of Redwall.
Benjo Tips agreed.
Ah, you could tell they was talking to each other just by watching Gorath.
Orkwell cast a backward glance at his friend, slumbering deeply, watched over by the greatest warrior of all. He whispered in Martin's direction.
If you can, sir, get Gorath well, so that he can help us to face those vermin.
Did the eyes of the figure on the tapestry blink, or was it just a trick of the flickering candlelight?